Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok, who this morning is in Boston. Explain yourself, sir.
Well, yesterday somebody sent me a note and said, enjoy your vacation because you weren't on the roundtable panel yesterday and the next day today. And the answer is it's no vacation. It's doing battle with the NPR people because they want to raise their assessments on the major stations in this country. And I take it to fill their own coffers. I don't really know and understand it or like it because it really is an additional tax on all our members. We know what we need to run the station. We do it extremely carefully. No expense goes unnoticed around here. Therefore, the idea that we would have to come up with a huge rate, I don't want to use a number. They have really insulted us by saying, you're not allowed to talk about this on the outside. And I say, yeah, forget that, Jack. That's not going to happen. We are going to talk about it. We're a news station. We're going to tell our people exactly what's going on. And so I'm here, and my job is to make sure that the people who give money to WAMC are protected. It's that simple.
And it's already quite a bit of money that we pay to NPR just for the programming that we get from them.
I think for those two tentpoles, because that's really what's important, you know, Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Those are good people who put those programs out. But, you know, there's a limit. And I believe that we pay somewhere around $800,000, approaching $1 million for those programs. That's a lot. That's a fund drive. And that's the way it is.
Well, Alan, the president of the United States is taking a victory lap today. He was at a rally in Michigan, and I'm guessing we're going to be greeted with a number of shots at Democrats, the media, and the folks around the Mueller report.
David, it's all about shoring up the base, throw them more and more red meat. I happen to believe that we're not done with the Mueller report yet, and we're not done with collusion. A guy who talks to the Russians and to others and says, I fired Comey to put a stop to the Russian thing, sounds collusive to me. It certainly sounds like he's getting in the way of a proper investigation. So in any case, he's going to do it. One thing for those people who, you know, don't like what Trump says is by the time he gets done saying it over and over and over again, it loses some of its luster. You know, he can't win if he doesn't attract the moderates in this country, the independents, the people in the middle. Sure, he's got that base. There's no question about it. But in order to win, you got to get the people in the middle. And I don't think that he does himself any favors with all of this ranting.
I also read that Adam Schiff has doubled down and said he still believes there's collusion.
I agree with Adam Schiff. I thought that based on what I've seen and the kinds of things that I've been quoting to you, there has been. And good for Adam Schiff. You know, they're after him now. They want him to resign and the rest of it. But he's going to do what he has to do, and that is to keep on keeping on, as Pete used to tell us. Keep on keeping on.
Alan, let's go to New York, where a very interesting article in the New York Times about a secretive dinner, which the Times says shows how much access to Cuomo costs. It's right during the budget negotiations, and they point out that many people at the table have issues before the legislature.
That's right, David. These tickets cost up to $25,000. Imagine that. You know, people with matters before the legislature say, I do what my lobbyist tells me to do. And they go and they spend the money. This governor has properly said that there's too much money in politics, but he does it. And he is collecting this money, and we don't really know why. It may be that he sees himself with a presidential run coming, David, if things open up. Let's just say Joe Biden doesn't run or things change. We do know that Mario Cuomo used to tease about this kind of stuff again and again and again. And we do know that it is helpful because when somebody is a governor and they're in their third term and they're being considered or theoretically considered to be president of the United States, people have a little bit more faith in them. Their numbers could go up. So that's why I think that they do it. But the question remains, what's he going to do with all this money? He just won.
The other question, I guess, is whether the legislature will work out that deal as they go forward before the April 1st deadline.
Well, you know, the game is pretty well loaded, David. The people who run for the legislature got there under the existing rules. If you change the rules, if you make public money available, New York City has it. You raise a dollar, you get $6. If you do that in the state, a lot of people who got there are not going to like it because they got there under the old rules. So one way or another, you figure out a way so that this is not going to happen. And when the smoke clears, let's see if it does.
When the smoke clears in Britain, what will happen with Theresa May? We see alternative Brexit plans rejected. Theresa May offers to step down.
We have no idea. They put everything up the kitchen sink before the parliament. They voted them all down. And this isn't the first time that's happened. And so the pain isn't great enough. When the pain gets to be such that their trade is threatened, when their quality of life is threatened, they're going to have to make a decision on how to do this. They could vote again, but right now they refuse because they don't have the votes on any side. And that's tough one, but that's the way it is.
Finally, Alan, Boeing, the 737 MAX crisis, now humbled. From the Washington Post, the company's shift in tone reflects a growing pressure on its bottom line as its fleet of jetliners sits idle and airlines question their investments.
Look, this is one of the top corporations in America. They got lots of money, and it's going to cost them a lot of money. The people who bought all those airplanes aren't going to like it. The people who ordered the 5,000 more that are apparently now on the concession line or about to be aren't going to like it, and there's going to be lawsuits over all of this. I'm not crying for them, but I can tell you now it's going to be uncomfortable for them. Not only that, how do you put a product out there that just shows signs that it may not be quite right? People don't get on an airplane if it's going to endanger them, David. I know I don't.